Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. It's your girl, the one and only, Hollywoods of Hartford, giving you a quick synopsis of my e-course that has been out now for about a year. I'm excited to relaunch it once the new studio opens. It is for the exotic entertainers and those that are in the adult entertainment industry. So for those that are interested in that course, I will definitely give you more information at the end of the show. And once the show is posted, send you the link so you can sign up for yourself and you can see what all the hype is all about. So this show is pretty much dedicated to the adult entertainer and how to pretty much sustain a income outside of their normal life. So if you're living a livelihood of an adult entertainer, you're probably wondering what else should I be doing to maximize my earnings. I'm not sure exactly which part of the adult entertainment spectrum you fall under, but the more involved you are, the more you have to continuously be. So with that said, you must understand that branding and advertising your own brand is highly important. So you would need to know exactly what you would need to do in order to continue with that brand. If you are like myself, a celebutante, someone who dibbles and dabbles in all forms of the adult industry, then this is for you. I started out before I officially got into the adult industry as a nanny, and I started my own business as a nanny and having a lot of the third shift people would give me calls. So it worked well with doctors and of course, the exotic entertainers, which eventually got me into starting my businesses and opening the minds of more exotic entertainers as I helped them understand how much you could actually maximize your earning as an exotic entertainer. So I started off as a nanny and eventually opened my pole studio. Now, after 9 years, I'm ready to open a new location, and it should be open this Saturday. However, I may have signed a deal with those who may have not taken my business sense, my savvy, or my tenacity very seriously, and they've put a lot of my time and money in a huge uproar of just space-time continuum, and it's unfortunate, but I now am behind about another 3 weeks in the build-out of the studio. So when it comes to doing business with others who definitely don't take you seriously, it makes it very tough to assert yourself as a business person. So it's really important to have multiple sources of income so all your eggs that are in that basket aren't all cracked at the exact same time. Now, I know if you know how to run a business, you would have to have certain items ordered and in a timely fashion have things that are back ordered and things that need to be installed and all these things that need to be paid for in advance. And if you by any means are in my position where all of your build out is being held up, then all that money is being held up as well. So things just sit there or money just accumulates with bills like the internet bill, the security bill, the bills that I necessarily don't need at the moment because there I am with no building. And I'm thinking, okay, I'm working with a team of people, not just an individual. And it turns out that they weren't as open-minded as I assumed they were when I originally spoke to them about my plans of expansion. So with that said, I'm going to make a meeting tomorrow, have the owner of the building walk through and exclaim with passion truly what I feel needs to be done. With that said, if things aren't going to move forward, I'll have to take my backup plan, which is to open a studio here in Hartford and compete with Momentum Vertical Studio that's in West Hartford. And that will disappoint all those Springfield clients and guests, but also disappoint the people that I originally worked with because they'll be losing me as a employee as well, and I will just go to Minx and deal with the Minx family of trying to build my studio with an adult entertainment venue that has the same visionary expectations of growing with this as an industry and a sport and an art as I do. So that's my intention with the business, because I am first and foremost an adult entertainer. I take exotic dancing very seriously, and I highly encourage anyone that has a high level of skill, either as a pole dancer or as an art masterful negotiator, you could either teach these skills and earn an additional income outside of the times you're working as an exotic dancer. So I just so happen to be a pole dancer, and I know a little bit about the art of negotiation because my background is in sales and psychology. But I also offer different services because I have different businesses, because that's originally my true passion. So if you have a service you can offer, feel free to charge for that as well. There's many ways you could assert your business and showcase and share the services that you offer, and may they all be legal, that's first and foremost, safe, sane, and consensual, and that's rule number two. Be sure that you're offering them at a good price and for a good value. And if you have no idea what that means, feel free to check out your competitors. You will always find someone within the same realm of business offering a service or a skill, teaching a skill in that same realm, and could be very helpful when you use their template to start your business. Because I love being in front and behind the camera, I have a huge love for the webcam modeling scene. And because of that, you can literally showcase anything you want. So you can consider yourself an adult porn star, or you can consider yourself an educator of the art of something. And with that said, you don't necessarily have to do anything that you don't want to do. There will be guests asking for specific favors, and there will be people who you may want to block based on your comfort level. So with that said, make sure you choose a reputable company that you're comfortable with and that gives you the options of blocking certain countries or cities or counties or zip codes from your area so you feel comfortable doing the work that you do. And no matter what it is, do it with pride and do it with the all innate feeling that you're empowered, sharing and showcasing your adult freedom. I just got a new job, and I'm happy to say I was accepted as a product tester for Adam and Eve. So watch out, world. Watch out, webcam. I'm going to definitely test out all of my new options the best way I know how. Now, speaking of tests, this did start off way before the internet. There was a thing called phone sex operations, and there were women and men who would be able to speak to you
and clearly go through any sentence dialogue and monologues of that of your choice to give you and understand how to fully fulfill pleasures through fantasy, and that was through oral play. That is a highly, highly sought-after skill, and if you have any of those skills, that will definitely earn you a lot of money. And, of course, if you have the full package of being beautiful and confident, being assertive yet demure, and if you're able to pull any of these things off in public, then you should definitely look into being a sugar baby. Now, that might be considered for most people borderline prostitution, but it isn't. You need to have a clear, conscious understanding of the relationship that you're getting into, and it is because it's not only business, it's a pleasurable situation. It is a very sought after, high level adult industry, my opinion, top tiered thing to do, because not only are you learning the art and skill of courtesan, you are showcasing yourself as a businesswoman, learning how to build and grow through the art of negotiation. And if you are with any type of business person, you also learn how to use that muse and benefactor as a mentor so you can fulfill any successful options that you wanted to have in your own life. I don't know what it would potentially be, but if you are in the adult entertainment industry, there is many stepping stones that you can take to build yourself up and obviously get into other realms and other industries. But if you're in this for the long haul, you may want to consider taking my course, which is called Earning $1,000 a Day in the Adult Entertainment Industry. You want to follow me, I'm Hollywood of Hartford, and you want to check out anything you can on me by checking out my website, which is www.eroticink.com. That's E-R-O-T-I-K-I-N-K. Don't forget, check me out. I'll be in complete, honest touch with you, and I hope to see you soon. Kisses and hugs and all that love. Until next time, this is your girl, Hollywood of Hartford, giving you the lowdown to make sure you get whatever you want in life. God bless. Until next time.